This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Friday, the 26th of April. Some breaking news this evening, and the King is to return to public royal duties after the positive effect of cancer treatment. Rachel Jewell reports.
Charles has been receiving care as an outpatient since early February, and his treatment programme will continue. But a statement from Buckingham Palace says His Majesty's medical team are very encouraged by the progress made so far and remain positive about the King's continued recovery. To mark the development, Charles and Camilla will visit a cancer treatment centre next Tuesday, and the King and Queen will host Their Majesties, the Emperor and Empress of Japan, for a state visit in June.
Scottish Labour says the issue of Humza Yousaf stepping down as First Minister is a matter of when, not if. He's now the leader of a minority government after ending the SNP's coalition with the Greens. Colleagues will vote on no-confidence motions next week. The Times Scottish political editor, Kieran Andrews, explains the difference between the two proposed votes.
The confidence vote in Humza Yousaf is not binding in any way. The confidence motion in the entire government that's been brought by Anas Sarwar and the Scottish Labour Party, if that was to pass, that would mean that all Scottish Government ministers would have to resign. There would be 28 days for the Scottish Parliament to elect a new First Minister. And if that weren't to happen, Parliament would be dissolved and we'd be on for a snap Scottish parliamentary election.
Asylum seekers in the UK are leaving the country for Ireland because they're scared of being deported to Rwanda. Under the travel agreement between the UK and Ireland, anyone can cross the Northern Irish border without having their documentation checked. Jacqueline McKenzie, immigration and human rights lawyer at Lee Day, explained more to Times Radio.
We don't know what the figures are for 2023. We've heard the Taoiseach say that they're rising. We've certainly seen the demonstrations. So we know that people in Ireland are concerned about numbers. This may say, well, people are looking for alternatives. It tells us that there are a significant number of people. There are 110 million people displaced across the globe.
Academics and researchers at UK universities will be vetted by the security services under new measures to tackle the threat of Chinese spies to national security. It follows a review from MI5, which found that hostile states were actively targeting universities, attempting to steal sensitive research and technology. Lord Patton, Chancellor of the University of Oxford, told Times Radio that he was well aware of the threat.
We cancelled a potential collaboration with Huawei at Oxford well before the government refused to allow Huawei to have a place in the rollout of 5G technology. So we've been aware of this for years, and we want, as I'm sure MI5 and MI6 and the government do, we want to find, as our Vice Chancellor said, to find a middle way between paranoia on the one hand and complacency on the other.
And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day and night on Times Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.